This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the news studio is Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications for Alton Arts Center. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Let's see. When last we talked, it was before I went out of town for a few days, but I know you were going to have Trey McIntyre Project,
yes.
Which sold out.
Yes, it did.
Dance sold out in
Dance
the big hall.
Dance sold out. Hi! I wish you could see me. I'm like pumping my arms right now. That was amazing. We had such a good time with the Trey McIntyre Project. It's just really, they are just this company that makes you want to know them and makes you want to see them, and they're just fun and accessible. They danced all over Fayetteville. They were at the Little Bread Company. They were at, up on the Arkansas campus. They were on Tyson Plaza. They went to Damn Good Pies. They were at First Thursday. They were just everywhere. They were so much fun.
I was texted a video.
Yes.
Of them dancing at the Little Bread Company.
Yes. These are called Spurbans, spontaneous urban performances, where they basically just appear at a location where people are doing something else, and they start to dance. So much fun. And they represent what we want from an artist that is on the 10x10 series, which is this idea of being open and accessible. We had a pre-show conversation with Trey McIntyre, who is the choreographer for the group. It's obviously named after him. And he and Jenny Swain from our offices talked to an audience of about 130 people who had just come to hear him speak. Hmm. And he told us about his creative process and how he goes about choosing his works and, how he builds a program. And it was just really exciting. And then the dancers were here for another day doing masterclasses out in the community. And they're actually in Tulsa right now as we speak. And we had such a good time, and to see a house full for a dance concert, it was exactly what we wanted when we started the 10x10 series. So it was very exciting.
Okay, so that's in our rearview mirror.
That's in the rearview mirror.
Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening opens tonight, actually, for just two performances. Both of the shows are at 8 p.m. And as we've talked about, this is a groundbreaking new Broadway musical. It's full of, sort of rocking, modern-sounding music. But it's based on an 18th-century play that talks about teenage coming of age and all of the issues that teenagers deal with as they come of age. And it won all kinds of Tony Awards a couple of years ago. It's a very new, fresh musical, and we're just delighted that it's going to be here.
What I didn't know until last week is I have actually met the playwright a couple of times, talked to him on the phone, interviewed him.
Yes.
In his professional infancy, he was in Fayetteville.
Yes, Stephen Sader. He worked at one of the local writers' playwrights' workshops.
Right.
And a couple of years back when Spring Awakening suddenly exploded onto the scene, we all went, oh my gosh, a Northwest Arkansas connection. Isn't that fantastic? So he's worked with, a lot of the professors at the university. I know Roger Gross has memories of him when he was here, and it's great. Small world.
When I covered the session that they were at, I remember Roger Gross and Kent Brown both taking me aside and saying, that guy, he's going to be something.
Yeah.
And guess what? They were right.
They were right. I mean, this musical has stormed Broadway and has shocked a lot of people. It deals with some fairly intense content, graphic content about sexuality and teenage issues. But it's also it's being heralded as this kind of new, fresh voice, bringing new life to this genre that has been around for a long time, but that needs to find new audiences if it's going to continue to thrive. And so his music and his sort of sensibility and his ability to connect into current issues is pretty exciting in the world of Broadway.
That's tonight, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock both nights.
8 o'clock both nights, that is correct.
Monday night, Bill Bryson?
Monday night, Bill Bryson. And I wanted to we've been talking about just how funny Bill Bryson is, and I had somebody bring me a bunch of quotes about him, and I just wanted to share this with you all, because this guy writes in a very sort of sarcastic, mild and wry manner about the world. And so he says a lot of funny things, but my favorite that I have liked so far is, I have long known that it is part of God's plan for me to spend a little time with each of the most stupid people on earth.
We've all felt that at some point.
I mean, we have all felt that. And that's what I find when I read his works, is that he says the things that you think but you would never really say out loud because you might be a little too polite.
Well, and he says them, at least for me, better than I could.
Yes. He's you much know. More witty.
Exactly.
Not that you're not witty, Kyle.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And his books, I was just in the bookstore Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C. a few days ago. Mm-hmm. They had a whole section just for him,
mm-hmm.
Among their favorites. Mm-hmm. All the books he's done, including his latest, which is not about traveling, but about being at home.
Being at home, yep. But A Walk in the Woods and The Lost Continent and Notes from a Small Town.
Right.
He's very prolific. He's very funny. And his new book, At Home, is trying to, conceive the history of the world through his house.
And he's Monday night.
The show is at 7 p.m. And he will read from his short stories. I'm hopeful that he will read a little bit of his book, maybe. And then he will do a Q&A after his reading is over. And then he will be out in the lobby signing books. So it's going to be a lovely evening. You'll laugh, and then you'll get a chance to actually meet him if you come out and get your book signed.
That seems to be happening more and more
mm-hmm.
with the people who are coming to Walton Arts Center.
Absolutely. It's becoming more of a, as artists and as authors and musicians go out on the road, the sale of merchandise and the ability to connect to their fans directly is becoming a much more prevalent thing. Because, with the advent of iTunes and all of the downloadable music and everything, the touring market and the concerts are becoming a more precious commodity because, the CD business is changing, the whole recording industry is changing, and most of these performers are finding that they get a lot more traction by being accessible, and so that when they go out on the road, they make a point of staying there and meeting their fans and talking to their fans. Because, it makes a lot of sense. If you've met the artist and they've signed your CD or signed your book,
absolutely.
You're going to have a much stronger connection to them, and you're going to tell people about them, and they're going to hopefully get another sale or get another fan out of that interaction. We love it, though, because it just makes... It makes post-show so much fun.
It makes it more of an experience.
Absolutely.
So that's Monday.
Monday.
What else am I missing? You got something else coming up.
Yes, we do. On the 17th, which is Wednesday at 7:30, we have the UA Wind Symphony
right.
and the Symphonic Band Concert. And then on Thursday, we have Christopher Gardner. This is a lecture, I believe, presented as part of the University of Arkansas Distinguished Lecture Series. And Christopher Gardner is not a name that you might know, but you may know The Pursuit of Happiness, which is the movie that was based on his life.
Will Smith.
Will Smith played him. Yep.
And Will Smith's son.
I believe, yes.
Was his son in the movie.
His son. A very inspirational story, your amazing rags to riches kind of story. And he will be here on the 18th at 7 o'clock at the Arts Center. And then we have the second coming of Monty Python's Spamalot. That is Friday, November 19th at 8 and Saturday, November 20th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Three shows. That might sell out.
It could. We hope it will. Monty Python's Spamalot is probably one of our more popular Broadway shows, and we have a chance to get it back. We've been having fun, reading all the quotes, and they're just funny. The show is just it's a great night out. And the good thing about it is that it's something that you can bring men to, and they tend to respond to it. A lot of people say that Broadway shows are all about ladies, and females are the ones who buy all the tickets. And sometimes that's the case. But Spamalot, you can come for a date night, and both parties will have a good time because it's Monty Python. It's hysterical.
It helps, I guess, if you've seen the movie, but it's not required.
It's not required.
Because this isn't a sequel or anything. This is the story.
It's the same story, King Arthur's quest for the Holy Grail and all of the shenanigans that go on along the way. If you've seen the movie, you'll get the jokes, but it's a Broadway musical. So it has it has the dancing showgirls. It has the diva who, sings her laments. It has the cheesy romantic ballad, and they make fun of all of those things. So if you've seen a Broadway musical, you'll get the jokes because, they have one of the songs is called "This is the Song That Goes Like This." And it's the two romantic leads singing this sweeping, sentimental thing. And you just go, oh, my gosh, every Broadway show has one of these songs and it goes like this. it's just fantastically clever and a great pre-holiday laugh is the way I like to think about it, because things are going to get really busy soon, and if you get a chance to get Spamalot in before you get into the Thanksgiving madness, I think you'll probably welcome the laugh.
WaltonArtsCenter.org
or 443-5600 for tickets.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.